I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The United Way's 2014 campaign kickoff had the atmosphere of a high school pep rally, with cheerleaders, band members, students, and fans all bringing attention to the organization's commitment to education. Wednesday's event at West Monroe High School was roused by this year's campaign chairman, Ouachita Parish School Superintendent Bob Weber, riding his black Harley-Davidson motorcycle around the track and rolling to a stop in front of the podium. Weber joined other school superintendents to announce this year's fundraising goal of just over $3.7 million and emphasize working with the United Way of Northeast Louisiana to secure the future of the community. The United Way of Northeast Louisiana supports four main initiatives: education, income, health, and basic and emergency needs, with the community's donations collected through the yearly fundraising campaign. The U.S. House voted to give President Obama authority to train and arm Syrian rebels in the effort to defeat ISIL forces in the Middle East. The authorization passed on a 273-156 vote that crossed party lines. Republican Minden Congressman John Fleming is the only member of the Louisiana delegation to vote against the authorization. Fleming says he feels we are going down the wrong path in dealing with the militant group.
The president, instead of addressing the issue straightforwardly, wants to make a mercenary force out of what he's already characterized as a bunch of farmers, pharmacists, and doctors.
Fleming says it would easily take 2 years to get any type of group trained just for the basic ability to fight. He says while training is taking place, ISIL forces will be adapting and gearing up. However, Republican Lafayette Congressman Charles Bastani, who voted in favor of the measure, says this is a necessary first step, although it is insufficient. He says we need a broader strategy that involves a coalition.
This first step will show that American resolve to friends and foes alike, as well as those who are on the sideline. We will demonstrate that and pull this coalition together.
Bustani says these early steps will show America's resolve and pull the coalition together, and it'll help the president have the necessary leverage to put the coalition in place to defeat ISIL. Health officials have identified malaria as the cause of an illness that hospitalized at least one crew member aboard a ship docked south of New Orleans. The Centers for Disease Control say at least one crew member of the Liberian-flagged ship, Marine Phoenix, tested positive Wednesday night for the potentially fatal mosquito-borne disease. The CDC issued a statement saying that two other sailors had mild symptoms. The CDC says one of the ship's crew members disembarked in the Bahamas several days ago, where he was diagnosed with malaria and later died. The ship's itinerary included a stop in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The CDC says a test on the dead crew member showed negative for the type of Ebola that is causing the current outbreak in West Africa. Strauss Theater Center honors its own coming up Saturday at the 2014 Christopher Awards. The event recognizes outstanding leadership and performances over the past year. The awards banquet is at 7 p.m. at the center. Special ceremony during the event is naming the lobby in honor of Jean Mintz and her late husband, Saul. Strauss General Manager Corey Trahan says the center recognizes Saul and Jean for their lifetime of giving to the local organization. Highlights of the evening include live entertainment, guest presenters, and a catered reception.